Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Hello, hello. This is another podcast episode. And today I want to talk to you about enhanced perception. And I want to share my own experiences on enhancing my perception, what it is, what I do, what is possible when you work on enhancing your perception beyond what your pure and mere intellect can see and feel and oftentimes understand. So let's roll with that today. I was born with enhanced perception. And what does that mean? It means that since I was a child, I simply could see things that others didn't see. I knew things that others didn't know. And I remember that oftentimes when I was really little, there were just grown-up people talking and I was incredibly focused on what they were saying. I was really observing what they were saying, but at the same time, I was downloading and I was kind of filtering and processing that information that my childish brain couldn't completely process and understand in another space, in another place. And what usually happened is that at a certain point in time, I would start speaking and I would start downloading. That's actually when I look backwards, what was going on. I was downloading the things that I got from that enhanced perception and people, grown-ups, always. And that's the funny thing, right? They didn't say, oh, this is only for grown-ups. Just shut up and just go play. No, they got silent. They go quiet and they started to listen to me. And then with that perspective that I brought in, they kept on talking afterwards and they were including me in these conversations and too. Things like that, okay? So actually what I want to say is that since I was born, I had the capability to tune myself into different frequencies, but I didn't know what I was doing because that was my natural state of being, kind of, right? And I even didn't know how I did it. I just did it. It came naturally to me. And one thing that I experienced is that at the same time, doing it naturally without knowing how made it an unconscious competence, which led me to feel sometimes overwhelmed because I wasn't understanding what was going on and picking up things, thinking that there was something wrong with me and so on. That's actually when we're unconscious of some competence that we do have, oftentimes we feel overwhelmed. And if you're a sensitive person or an empathetic person or an intuitive person, then you might feel that sometimes you get overwhelmed when you are together with lots of people because you're picking up lots of energy with the people and you might be tending to avoid that because you don't know how to navigate that, right? The moment that we are conscious about what is going on energy-wise, then we can do something about that, right? And when we learn the tools on how to deal with that, then that's a conscious competence. And then we can work with that. And then we can even ultimately teach others how that is done. So during the last days, that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been leaning fully into further developing my perception and to make it a conscious competence so that I can lead myself and the perception from a more grounded space. Instead of being led by the sometimes overwhelming amount of perceptions, and this is still true to me today, if I'm very in tune but not well grounded, I sometimes still feel overwhelmed by the amount of perceptions, downloads that I do get, right? So I just want to throw it in into this space right now. Enhanced perception and working on your enhanced perception always, always goes hand in hand with grounding yourself, right? And I'm going to talk into that a little bit later in this podcast too. What has changed now that I have been leaning fully into expanding my perception and making it a conscious competence, right? It has changed in a way that if I walk somewhere and I just pick an energy and I suddenly feel like angry or just thoughts coming in my mind, just making up a story that is more a low vibe story, that I notice it, that I realize it. I don't get swayed away with that, but I just realize that. And then I get to observe that, like, okay, what is going on? And then I use the enhanced perception to understand what is going on. And I usually immediately get the answer, like, okay, you met this person and you have picked like a pattern of thoughts, actually an energy-wise, an energetic pattern that this was person was in, and you just reflecting what was going on with this person, which usually is something that I work with a lot, because in my work as a coach and a guide, I do work with that a lot. That's one of the things, the gifts that I do have, that I can feel what my client in front of me is feeling in the moment, right? They don't need to tell me because I can feel it with my body. Of course, I will always ask because I don't want to project anything, right? So it's a dance between that, but it's a gift that I do have, which creates a big value for my clients working with me. So how am I experiencing enhanced perception right now? My absolute happy place is nature. And what I started is to play around in nature to enhance my perception with the intention of feel the connectedness that we're all one, right? So I started to play around with trees and later on with birds, but just because I feel super connected and drawn to them since longer time. As I said, nature is my happy place. So if I'm feeling with an inner turmoil, or if I feel that my emotional field is there are lots of waves in that, then I just get out into the earth, like getting my feet into the soil and walk. If there is a windy day or a rainy windy day, that's the perfect scenery for me just to unload myself and to neutralize all of that excessive emotions in my field, right? So let me go back to nature and how I was working with nature to enhance my perception. So I started connecting myself with trees, which is a great way to enable you to start training your enhanced perception by feeling beyond the logic, like by just going beyond of, oh, what tree is this? How do the leaves look like? How is the trunk, you know, like the branches? How is the structure? How do the roots look like? I mean, like all the things that are obvious, right? And that you just could Google and say, okay, this is this kind of tree or that kind of tree. So it's about connecting with the tree in a way that you feel the tree. So it's not about a botanical class. That's not what I'm saying, right? It's an experiential thing to do. It's about connecting to the tree and sensing. So you can actually very intentionally just put your hand on the tree and just sense, right? Connecting to the tree, what it caused me to experience is that it led me to feel the tree as if it was a part of me. In fact, that is true energetically. We're not separated. The tree are us. The air that we're breathing is us. The soil that nurtures us is us. Everything is us, right? And doing this exercise is an amazing experience that I recommend cultivate and nurture if you want to start expanding your perception beyond the pure logic. And if you are intrigued and curious to get to sense what true connectedness with all that is means. There is also another perspective that I got to know and to, not to know, actually to experience, to feel, right? So everything that I'm talking about today, it's not theory. It's experiential. I haven't read about that. I'm not repeating something that I read in some book. This, what I'm sharing here is all that what I have experienced, right? So trees are, in a way, the neurons of the planet. Again, trees are the neurons of the planet, of the soil, right? The planet. We humans are neurons of the planet too. And did you know that we can share informations, energetic informations, with trees, and that these trees spread the information through the networks they have built in with other trees? And they're actually, that's even scientifically proven, right? That trees are connected with each other and they do communicate with each other through the roots. And actually, in order to connect and to communicate, they use the fungi, right? And they use fungi because they have like this symbiotic relationship where the trees provide glucose for the fungi to eat. As an exchange for that, the fungi do share the energetic information from one tree to the other, and that can go for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers. That's pretty amazing, right? So we can use that to spread and to nurture and to infuse the earth with higher vibe energy, with good thoughts, with a higher vibration quality, right? And it is not as if we were spreading words. It is always about the frequency that we're sharing. That is what is going to be spread. The frequency that we share initially with a tree. Like if I get in touch with a tree and I express him my gratitude for being and this awe for life that I'm feeling while I'm feeling so connected with life and the love for life and this wonder that life is, that is actually what I'm sharing with the tree. And that's what the tree is going to take. And it's what he is going to take deep into the soil and what he is going to spread and to share. Isn't that a wonderful picture that we can have this incredible impact in so many ways, but we're not aware of it? Like, hello, isn't it that great? And actually experiencing it is such a blissful experience. It's so, so great. It's really magic. It's amazing. And we can do this with the soil. Actually, if we do that with a tree, it's going to have an impact on the soil because they're going to take that information through the soil, like through the roots, right? But the soil, just to be aware of that, is the biggest living organism in our planet Earth. Feeding our soil with gratitude and love is a great way to raise the frequencies, our frequencies and the frequencies of our planet. And that is so much needed. That is so much needed because we need to infuse that higher frequencies and that love into the earth. Actually, we need to infuse that and to create that before and foremost in ourselves. But then just to spread it into the soil because the soil is nurturing us. It's that which is keeping us alive in this planet. If we're forgetting about the soil, if we're just not realizing that the soil is what it is, the biggest living organism that is actually the base of life in this planet, and that includes us as humans, then we're missing the point. So spreading it and feeding it with gratitude and with love is one of the greatest things that we can do because that's the very basis of our existence. And that is also an exercise that would help you to expand your awareness and your perception and to get into connection with what is. Again, what I'm sharing here today, that those are all experiences that I have and those are easy exercises that you can do, which are going to keep you grounded and to help you expand your perception of what is and to feel the deep connection of everything that is. And that is going to increase your levels of calm, of peace, and of joy. Because feeling connected, then you actually know that you're always connected, that you don't need like being friends with this person or to be liked and approved of the other person because you're always belonging, you're always connected to everything that is. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know and actually to experience? Okay. So, and this way of acknowledging the soil, nature, trees, all the existence as a whole is a way to tuning ourselves into life fully. That's why it's so grounding. That's why it's increasing our levels of vibration, our frequency levels, right? Because it's going to help us to be a part of the rhythm of life, which ultimately leads us to find our own rhythm in life and to be attuned with life. Not struggling, but actually living life in flow with life. And this is something that actually most of people want. So how do you do it? How do you connect with the trees? Or with the trees or with the soil. Actually, the thing that you need, right, is awareness and presence. There is to be present in the moment. You cannot connect with everything that is, with the trees, and actually you cannot expand your perception if you are not present in the moment. So the very first thing that you want to train is your ability to be present in the moment. Call it mindfulness, awareness, presence, whatever you want, but it means to be present in the moment, not stuck in your head, generating tons and millions of thoughts, but actually quieting the mind as much as possible. And if you're not able to quiet the mind, which is also fine because the mind is here to create thoughts, so it's just going to do that all the time, right? But it's about you, and that's the second part. The second part is to you intentionally choose the focus where you want to put the attention on, okay? Again, so the first thing that you want in order to train and enhance your perception is awareness and presence, quieting your mind, getting in a space where it's still. Your mind is not going to stop generating thoughts because that's the nature of the mind, right? So the second step is to intentionally focus your attention on what you want. So if I'm facing a tree, what I want is to be totally present in the moment. I can do that by observing what is, observing the tree, observing what is going on with me with no judgment. And then to focus my intention to connect with the tree, placing my hand on the tree and putting all of my attention into what is it that I'm experiencing, okay? Which is actually step number three, be the vibe, experience it. What are you experiencing? What are you experiencing? And be an observer, a neutral observer from a space of non-judgment, not making anything up, just really stick with what it is that you're experiencing, right? And that includes, and that would be like the fourth step, like really pay attention. And what is it that you feel and what actually is coming back? What actually is coming back from the tree? Is there anything that the tree is sending back to you? Is there a connection? Is there a gratefulness? Is there joy? Is there happiness? Is there, what is it? Is it wisdom? Because many trees are really wise. Remember, they are the neurons of the planet. So they have lots of information stored in them, right? So those would be the four steps, okay? Awareness and presence, focus, very intentionally your attention, then be the vibe, experience it, right? And the fourth one is pay attention on what are you getting back, what comes back, what are you getting back also from the connection with the tree. And it's not a transaction. It's just about increasing your perception. It's not about transaction. Don't go to an exercise like that trying to enhance your perception as a transaction because it's not going to work. That's not how higher consciousness levels do work. It's about experiential. That's it. It's about the joy of experiencing life. It's about the joy of experiencing the flow of life and the rhythm of life. It's about the joy of experiencing that we're all one. Okay? Great. I now feel called to share with you a couple of experiences that I had doing and just playing around with this, right? So I'm a consciousness freak, kind of, and I'm smiling and I'm laughing when I'm telling you this, but it's true. Like, my daughter asked me last day, the little one, right? She's six now. Mom, what is your hobby? And I actually, the thing that just came right away was consciousness, enhancing my consciousness, the spiritual journey that I'm in, but actually that has lots of things to do with enhancing my consciousness, getting into a higher level of consciousness, which actually means enhancing my perception too, right? So I'm playing with these kind of things all days, and I'm very happy to share my experiences and also what how you can do that for you too, right? And I do that very intuitively because I do it out of joy, right? I'm not expecting anything in exchange to that. It just makes me happy, right? It makes me feel alive. That's the truth. So for example, just picture, I was walking by a couple of apple trees this past autumn. As I passed by, one of them, of those apple trees, dropped an apple. They were full with apples. I picked that apple up with a big smile on my face and thanked the tree for this gift, right? Because it's a gift. Like, I mean, what synchronicity? I walk by, you just gift me an apple, right? And while I was holding the apple in my hand, I then could feel a reverberation. I could feel the energy, the vibration of the apple. So that's also something that you can experience when you expand your perception. I then could feel how the apple was kind of saying goodbye. Like there was a kind of a little bit of pain. It was like a minimal, very subtle kind of pain to have left the tree. Because the apple in that moment had left the nurturer, the tree, the mother, if you put it in that way. And I could feel how the apple was still deeply connected with the tree. When I noticed that, I then thanked the apple. And as I thanked the apple, I could feel how that pain of leaving the tree just disappeared because it was receiving the gratitude that I felt for that apple. As I walked back home, the apple still lovingly in my hands, I felt how the connection with the tree was slowly getting lesser. It was very strong still, but it was getting a little bit lesser. I felt that actually it doesn't disappear completely. It gets kind of weaker with time, but it lasts for a while. It really lasts long. And I also could feel how the apple being just dropped by the tree was full of life energy. I could feel the reverberation of life energy. As I said before, I could feel the life in the apple. And I knew in that moment that the life force starts to decline after the fruit has been taken off the tree. And it just declines with time until it loses the life energy in a slow kind of dying process. As we are too, actually, because isn't it? We're all walking towards our grave since the moment that we're born, even if we want to accept that or not, but that's the truth, right? So the apple or whatever fruits that we think about loses completely the life energy when it overripes and starts to rot, right? So that is why we take the most life energy out of living fruit and vegetables. Ideally, the ones freshly and lovingly harvested from the fields and trees. And in our world, that is not always available anymore, unless in a farmer's market and even best consuming regional and seasonal fruits and vegetables that don't have that longer troubles behind themselves, right? Another example of enhanced perception with birds, I would like to switch to something that is in the animal kingdom, right? Has been, for example, and I'm playing with this already, I wouldn't recommend you to do that from the beginning. I would start doing the exercises definitely with the trees because that's more simple. That hasn't that complex emotional body as a bird does, because that's it's an animal kingdom. It's kind of a little bit more closer to who we are because we're part of the animals too, right? So just start small, start with the trees, with an apple, with the soil, with a flower. That I would definitely invite you to start with that. But just to tell you and share with you what is possible with this enhanced perception is I was in India at the Isha Yoga Center in Coimbatore a couple of weeks ago. And I had this beautiful experience with the birds. So I do have a deep affinity with birds. I love them and I feel very drawn to them. And when I'm out there will always be birds around me, right? In fact, there is always like a bird when I walk with a dog. And the bird, when I'm walking by, the bird, 90% of the time, will always be there just kind of waiting for me, you know, like kind to pass by. It sounds funny, but there is a kind of connection, right? And I'm aware of that. I can feel it. What happened in the Isha Center was that I was very curious to see what kind of birds, different than the ones that we do have here in Germany, are there at the Isha Center. So there were these big trees, really huge trees, beautiful trees. And I was hearing some chirping on the tree. And I then looked up and tried to see what bird was it that was chirping in that way, in a way that I didn't know, right? And what I did was to say, with my mind, I not commanded, because it's not a command, and it was more like an invitation. It was like a question, like a very childlike question of, I want to see you, please show yourself to me, because I can see you now and I'm very curious to get to know who you are. And I was standing there, I was thinking these thoughts of, show me who you are, I'm very curious, I want to see you. And then something very magical happened, like the bird just jumped into a lower branch so that I could see him really great. He was quite close to myself, and it was this bird, this black bird with this red thing on its head. And he was really sitting there and he was looking from above to me like very curiously, and he wouldn't move. He would just stay there and just talk to me like he was chirping all the time, right? But it didn't end there. Like I was in this connection with this bird. And then something even more incredible happened. Like there were these peacocks. And I didn't know where the peacock came. Like he flew and just landed on my feet. But not only that, then another two peacocks came. Like I was, at the end, I was surrounded by about like 7 to 8 birds. Like the three peacocks, like the birdie that I was telling from the beginning, some couple others, right? And they were all there on the branches and beneath myself. And it was such a beautiful, magical experience, which showed me and I felt deeply how connected we are. We're so deeply connected. So actually, that's so, such a great reminder that whatever we're doing to someone else or whatever we're doing to nature, we're doing it to ourselves. And that's a really dumb thing to do, isn't it? So that's why I'm so passionate to share these things with you today, because I really feel passionate about you to really enhance your perception so that you can feel that oneness that we are, that connection that we are. It's such a beautiful thing. And, you know, I'm so convinced that we need to feel that oneness if we want to solve the problems that we're facing right now in our planet. Just imagine climate. If we all would have that consciousness and that experience that we're all connected, we would live life and we would approach that topic in such a different way, isn't it? Yeah. So another thing that is very important to share when it comes to enhanced perception is that enhanced perception is not limited to high vibe only. And this is also a very important message, because oftentimes spiritual people or spiritual teachers believe and tell and share the message that when you are 5D or higher consciousness level, or you have already settled in a crystalline body, the way that they say that, both of those apply to me. So I'm settling in into my crystalline or this crystalline body vessel. So I have done a very big transition and transmutation into that. And I'm definitely high vibe. So I'm definitely operating from a 5D perspective. So very often spiritual teachers spread the message that when you have done that and you are awakened, right, that all that you feel and sense is beautiful, high vibe, no fear, no doubt, and co, right? And that's not the truth. And that's really an important message for you to hear and for me to spread, really. That's not the truth. Because the truth is that be aware that if you expand your perception, you have expanded the channel and your capability to perceive what is going on around you. And that means that you will picking up sharp and clear all the vibes around you, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. That is why it is so important to work on your discernment. And I'm going to expand on that a little bit. Your discernment on what is going on in the moment. So if you want to enhance your perception, this is not about having a tool and applying it, but about experiencing life in an expanded way, okay? Then it is essential to learn to discern what you are perceiving and what your mind is creating out of it. As I said before, the mind is just going to make thoughts all the time, because that's the nature of mind. That's why we do have a mind. And there is a service out of that, right? But when we're working with enhanced perception, something is going to happen. The mind wants to try to understand everything that we're perceiving, and it's trying to translate it into something that we already know. It's a meaning-making machine, you know? But the mind has a hard time with perception, because that goes beyond the logic. It goes beyond of actually what the mind usually works with. The mind cannot grasp or understand what we're perceiving, which something that we're perceiving that goes beyond the logic, which means it's something energetical, spiritual. The mind cannot grasp it. And that generates in the mind in a fear of losing control. So it just wants to help us to not lose control, to just start generating possible thoughts of what it is that we're experiencing. Or it will start to feel as doubt that that which we are experiencing is not true, right? As I said, it will just start create a story of events out of one perception. It's just not going to stay with the perception itself and just say, oh, I perceived a connection. I perceived love. I perceived sadness. I perceived that there is someone sending me lots of joy, for example. It just will make a story out of that. probably something like, oh, I felt like someone was sending me lots of joy. Ah, that must be my grandfather who died. And we have this close relationship. And probably he's trying to tell me this and this and that. That's not perception. Just be clear on that. That's your mind spinning a story out of that. And it is key, if you work on enhancing your perception, to keep grounded and to stick with what you're observing and not making a story out of that. Because otherwise you're going to get confused. It's going to become overwhelming and it's going to become a distorted version of what you're perceiving, created by the mind, which ultimately can lead you to really have problems with what is it, what is true of what I'm perceiving and what not, right? And that's not the space where we want to be, okay? So don't create stories around what you're perceiving. Don't give it any meaning, just experience it. And as I said before too, perception is not always good. We can pick on other types of energies. We're not always going to perceive like the peaceful, great, funny vibes. We're always going to perceive the anger, the pain, the suffering, the despair. Those are things that when you're working on enhancing your perception and increasing your levels of consciousness, you're going to perceive that too, right? And there, it is key to discern where does it come from? What is going on, right? Because oftentimes when we think that enhancing our perception is only like feeling the bliss and the joy and the connectedness and all these kind of things, when we're perceiving anger or despair or sadness or a turmoil, right? Usually what happens if we are stuck and hooked into that picture that, oh, well, I'm high vibe and high frequency, so I'm not feeling all of this, then we're going to feel doubtful about what is going on. Like there is something wrong with us, or that someone is not a good relationship for us and all these kind of things, right? So it's important to discern that in the moment and to accept that we're feeling that in that moment and to be aware. That's the way of discerning in these moments for these specific situations, to know that we can focus our energy and that we can focus our attention to something else, that we're not the victim of what we're experiencing emotionally in a certain moment, right? That's not who we are. And that's very important to being very clear that we're perceiving something. And when we keep it as an observation, an experience, and sense it from a neutral space, then, and only then, is when we have the choice to decide if we want to feel that or to identify that with that or not. And actually, it's better not to identify that, just keep it as an observation, right? And to have a conscious space where you can choose how you want to respond to that and where you want to steer your energy field, your own emotions, and your frequencies, right? That ultimate choice out of discernment is what makes us conscious creators. It's not about protecting and putting shields and armors on to not feel the bad, but to nurture a conscious discernment so that we can choose on what we're engaging with or not. Does that make sense? So again, what are the steps to train your perception and enhance it step by step? First one, focus on something simple that is different than you are. I wouldn't start with animals. Don't do that. Just start with trees, with the soil, with a flower. That's something, with a stone. You could, like a mineral, something like that, right? Make it simple. Start small, step by step. First, number one, it was four of them, right? Presence is about being present and aware in the moment with a quiet mind. The mind is going to keep generating thoughts. Then it's your job to intentionally focus your attention in what you want to tune yourself into. A flower, a tree, a leaf. Okay? Don't play with low vibes. That's a game that you don't want to, be in, and that you might not know how to get out of that. Okay? So don't start with people. Don't start with low vibes. Start with something that is nature-based, like a tree, that it's part of life, the soil, the tree, a flower, something like that. Okay, great. Then be the vibe, experience and observe, right? Pay attention. What is it that you're experiencing? What are you sensing, right? And then pay more attention. What does come back, right? What does come back? And then my last invitation for you is keep it simple. Don't create meaning around it. Keep it as being a curious, joyful detective that is observing and doing experiential work. That's it. Okay. So I would love to get your comments. And if you like my podcast, then remember to like it and to subscribe and to leave a review. This is what I got for you today. Let me know questions, comments, and experiences. And you can join my community or drop me a line through my webpage at www.veronicalierroyd.com or joining my community in higherconsciousness.academy. And I'm looking forward to see you in some other space, some other time. Wishing you a bright, bright day. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.